At issue is a new provision of the 2019 Pacific Salmon Treaty Agreement requiring Alaska to pay back the following year when the commercial and sport fleets catch more king salmon than they've been allocated. The Alaska Department of Fish and Game has used in-season management to stay below that number, and that's meant reducing the resident bag limit on sport-caught kings over the summer and even prohibiting non-residents from keeping them at all. Charter and lodge operators said clients book their trips well in advance and want to be able to keep a king. Many, like Ketchikan Charter Fishing Captain Jeff Wedekind, asked the board for a new approach to keeping Alaska's harvest on target.
And if we have an allocation that doesn't even allow us to fish or closes us down in the middle, then we can't run our businesses. People aren't going to come.
Lodge and charter businesses said their packages are based on a minimum of 3 days of fishing with the opportunity to catch a king on all 3 days. Charter business owner Joel Steenstra of Craig was among those opposing the state's current strategy of lowering the total that non-residents can keep in a year in response to concerns over low abundance.
It would kill that fishery for us, and we just basically would lose probably a third of our income if we were forced to just have a one or two annual limit there in June, because there's no boats around typically until about the 10th or 15th of July.
Alaska's annual share of king salmon is split 80% and 20% between commercial trollers and sport anglers. That number changes from year to year based on abundance of kings in the previous winter's troll fishery. To keep bag limits stable, the charter industry proposed a higher sport percentage when king numbers are down and a lower percentage in times of abundance, but still meeting that 80-20 split over time. That idea didn't go over very well.
The sport charter sector is now making the claim that they, of all harvesting groups, should not be held to the agreement they themselves helped negotiate. Where does this elitist sense of entitlement end?
That's Alaska Trollers Association President Matt Donahoe of Sitka. He and other commercial fishermen like Brett Stillwall of Wrangell didn't see any logic in one side getting a greater share of kings when fewer fish are around.
I'm opposed to any borrowing of king salmon quota from other user groups in years of low abundance. I, for one, in lower abundance years, need more fish, not less. Giving up fish when the troll fleet needs them the most is counterproductive to our fishery.
Alaska has seen reductions in its catch under the treaty negotiated between U.S. states and British Columbia. Sport and commercial fleets catch a mix of Chinook, but the bulk of those come from rivers in B.C., Washington, and Oregon. Since 2018, some local runs have been listed as stocks of concern because of low numbers. That's meant sport fishing closures throughout the inside waters and closed area and time for commercial fishing. Sitka troller Jackie Foss pointed out the fishing time and area already lost to the commercial fleet.
So far, commercial trollers have carried the weight of king salmon conservation in southeast Alaska. We have had more than a 60% reduction in king salmon from several treaty negotiations. We lost 6 weeks of winter troll fishery, and non-resident charters are allowed to fish. Trollers lost access to spring harvest areas due to stocks of concern. After listening to staff's reports, these are likely to endure and may be expanded.
But there was an opening for compromise. Prior to the meeting, the Trollers Association and sport fishing group, the Territorial Sportsmen, issued a joint statement asking for a resident preference in king salmon management. Larry Edfeld of Juneau represented the Territorial Sportsmen.
As you have heard, the major threat to the resident king salmon sport fishery is the non-resident sport fishery in outside waters. The non-resident fleet now takes two-thirds or more of the sport Chinook quota, and its catching power is so great that it could take the entire sport quota before the end of June, thus closing both the resident and non-resident Chinook fishery for the entire summer.
The board had proposals seeking to close or reduce non-resident sport fishing to ensure it stays open for residents. Another sought to direct any unused fish in late summer to the commercial fleet, and fishery managers submitted proposals seeking direction from the board on in-season management, payback of overages, a resident priority, and a long-term average for the sport troll split. Ultimately, stakeholders hammered out a compromise that maintains the current split but won't lead to in-season closures. Non-residents will still see annual limits drop in summertime. Residents will have a higher bag limit than non-residents, and uncaught kings later in the summer could go to commercial trollers. Patrick Fowler is the Division of Sport Fishes Area Management Biologist for Petersburg and Wrangell, and he explained the provisions of that agreement.
So this would manage the sport fishery with no in-season management. So these bag and possession limits that I've announced would be maintained throughout the season, even if the department projects that the allocation of sport fishery would be exceeded, or if there'd be remaining allocation on the table, that would be transferred to the troll fishery.
Fowler believed the compromise would achieve the 80-20 split over time. The commercial troll season in late summer ends up acting as a buffer. If the sport fishery goes over its allocation, the department can cut back time for commercial fishing. But if Alaska hasn't reached its all-gear catch by that time, the department can provide more time for the commercial fleet to make up the difference. If the combined catch exceeds Alaska's share, the overage will be paid back the following year by subtracting it from the total. That's regardless of which gear group was responsible for going over. Board member Jared Godfrey of Eagle River thanked the stakeholders for arriving at a compromise.
I know this was very complicated, very difficult to navigate, especially for me, not participating in the fishery in any capacity. So I really appreciate the effort and the stick-to-itiveness to get there. I know it's a difficult lift, and I really appreciate the time and contribution everybody did in good faith. It makes our life a lot easier. I was happy to sit here in silence rather than deliberating a bunch of proposals that a lot of people weren't going to like the votes on, most likely. Thank you.
The board voted 5-0 to approve that compromise language, with John Jensen of Petersburg sitting out the vote. The management plan is region-wide. However, conservation measures for those salmon stocks of concern are still expected. But on a positive note, based on winter troll catch rates, Alaska's share of kings is actually up this year. In Petersburg, I'm Joe Vignicki.